Thank you for joining me in another episode of the Introverted Girl Show. I'm sorry, guys, I've been away so long. Been doing a lot of grad school stuff, so just bear with me, and I thank you for joining me again. Today, we're going to be talking about high-functioning depression, which is a very serious topic to talk about, but it's been weighing on my mind for the past 2 months because, you know, high-functioning depression really started getting popular around the time of Chesley Chris's death. I don't know if you were familiar with it, but she was Miss USA 2019, and it was during that time where there was like a bunch of black women winning like the pageants, the beauty pageants, and we just never seen that before, that every woman was black. And so that was a big deal when she won, and the other women won as well. And so she became a prominent figure in that way. And then she became an extra TV correspondent that, you know, I'm pretty sure you've seen her before. She always would interview Rihanna and would ask her questions that we all wanted to know about. So you've seen her before, but anyways, bringing her up because she was reportedly dealing with high-functioning depression and ultimately took her own life because of this, of high-functioning depression. And it just really disturbed my spirit when I heard about the case, and it made me like reflect on my own life, because I was following Chesley for quite some time before, way before this all happened. And you know, I saw myself in her, in her personality, and how we talked and everything like that. And I did a YouTube video about it, but I wanted to come to this platform to really continue the conversation of high-functioning depression, because it's really not talked about at all in the Black community. So I figured that I could use this platform to talk about it and help people to get educated on what it is, what it looks like, and just share some of my experiences really about my battles of depression, my battles of anxiety, which I've already shared in previous episodes. But this one will really be about my depressive times, and in the hopes of that, just really shedding a light on this important issue that a lot of us in the Black community especially deal with a lot and we don't talk about enough. So at the end, I'm going to share a piece of writing that I wrote especially for this episode at the end for you guys. And I have not read it aloud, or did I just say aloud? I have not read it out loud, or even read it back after I wrote it. So I just wrote it and just said, I'm gonna just read it for the first time for my audience or whatever. So yeah, here we go. Okay, so back to our discussion. So high functioning depression, right? I'm gonna just circle back to the Chesley Chris case a little bit more to paint the picture of the possibility of high functioning depression. Even though, like, I literally, if you are familiar with this Chesley case, like, it still doesn't make sense at all, because she just was not the picture of depression or even high functioning depression in a way. But her case definitely makes me as a therapist in training think about like how people hide their depression so well. And you have to be observant of that. You have to be cognizant that people just are very good at hiding their true feelings, hiding their true thoughts about themselves, especially. And we have to treat it more seriously. And it doesn't just look like you're on the couch and your sweats all day. Depression doesn't look like that anymore, because you have to factor in the social media aspect of it. And the fact that people want to be perceived in a way that they're actually not on the inside. So that's a new discovery that I have to be cognizant about. But anyways, so you're talking about a girl that lights up the room, the loudest person laughing at a joke, the one that is always there for somebody, always giving advice, life advice to people in need, understands self-care, has a loving family, you know, has a great career and is very happy, seemingly, about her career choice, has a lot of success. You know, according to us, she was very successful. So just having that picture in your mind, that doesn't really sound like somebody that's depressed, right? Or somebody that you would think is depressed. And so going off of that, that's why people missed a lot of signs. Because if you're not crying or you're not displaying any type of deviation from who you are outwardly to people, they don't see the signs, you know? And I think that's what Chesley was going through. She was always the rock for a lot of people, always giving advice, always asking people how they're doing. And not probably a lot of people asked how she was doing, because we just probably assumed that she was great and she was booked and busy and had everything at the palm of her hands, whereas maybe she didn't seem like it didn't seem like it, she had it all to herself. Like she didn't feel fulfilled in her life with what she had. That's tough. It's really tough, because you know, she was best friends with her mother practically. Not even practically, she was. They did everything together. And it just, she had a great family system and support system around her. Her family would do anything to support her and to show love for her. And a lot of people don't have that. And, you know, you can't assume that people have it all in their minds. So I just wanted to share her story a little bit, because that is the reason why I know about high functioning depression. So I want to get into what high functioning depression is. And I've been researching this a lot more in my studies in grad school, because I really want to get educated about this before starting out as a therapist. Like, because there's so many people that probably go into therapy, say that everything's going great, and then they just get looked over and you know, they eventually commit suicide because even a therapist can't see something wrong with me, but I feel something is wrong with me. So, high functioning depression. I rather do an example than a definition, but overall, high functioning depression is when you're actively functioning in your life. You're maintaining a functional balance in your life, but you're going through a lot. Like, there's a lot of despair that you're feeling. You're feeling sadness, you're feeling empty, but yet you're still going. You're still functioning at a high level. But you feel depressed inside, but you're continuing to go. So the example that I usually give is what the research gave me. And so what it said was, imagine a woman, you know, that's very successful on the outside looking in. She has her own home. She owns her own home. She owns her own cars. She has an amazing career that she's focused on. And she's very successful. She has a husband. But her parents just passed away at this basically the same period of time. She was a caregiver to her father for years, right? On top of the job, on top of also having a special needs child. So she's caregiving for her father for years. She has a special needs child. But then, her car just broke down. So now she doesn't have any transportation to work. She just now found out that her husband has cheated on her. And now they're on the verge of divorce. Her mother passed away. Now her father just passed away not too long after. But yet, she's still going to church. She's still active in her community. She's still hanging out with her friends. She's still helping, giving advice to other people, volunteering on her free time. But she's still having to deal with the grief of losing both of her parents at the same time. She has a job that she has to maintain. Her car just broke down. And she has a special needs child that she has to attend to. And also, her marriage is on the line. So I want you to understand that picture that I just painted. And that's the picture of high-functioning depression. You're still functioning through so much turmoil and negativity in your life. And that is what high functioning depression is. And you're continuing to do this throughout your life. And this is very common for Black women specifically, because the research is based upon Black women, really, with high-functioning depression, because often we as Black women are told to stay strong, keep it pushing, keep it moving, all while we're going through so much in our lives. And we're told to keep it pushing and maintain balance somehow. And so that's why this topic is so important to talk about, because Black women feel this. I feel this because I know that that this is something embedded into our DNA to keep going, even though something is, a lot of things are going wrong in our lives. And it's not just, you know, you had one bad day. It's a compilation of things that are not going our way, whether we like it or not. And sometimes it's because of the color of our skin. And that's something that we cannot change at all, as long as we're alive. So when I think about high functioning depression, it's definitely something that I've experienced. And I'm sure whoever is listening to this, you've experienced it as well. And I think about a time in college where I still can't believe I got through that and I'm still sane. But I think about a time in college where, you know, my job that I was so happy to get, it was my first job, actual job away from home. And then it just started to get worse and worse because I had a manager that was pretty much out to get me. And to this day, I don't know why she chose me to pick on, but she continued to harass me, continue to lie on me, continue to write me up and talk to our upper management or leadership about me not doing my job the correct way when I was. And I was dealing with this craziness at my job. Every single day I had to look her in her face while I know she's lying at me. On top of that, I have to do 2 7 to 10 page papers that are waiting for me to finish while I'm having to deal with that. Plus I have a boyfriend that is away from that, it was a distant, long distance relationship, and that was going wrong as well. So I have so many things at play. I don't have anybody to talk to about it in my mind. I had my parents for sure, but I didn't have anybody at college that could understand what I was going through. And then I break up with my boyfriend, and then I have to quit that job because I can't take it anymore. And the upper leadership is now following my manager's lead and harassing me as well. And it was just so much going on at once. And then my only form of transportation to work and to my classes was my bike. And so my bike gets stolen out of nowhere, and I just reach my breaking point. And, you know, it was such a terrible time in my life in that moment. My anxiety was through the roof. I was depressed. I did not want to leave my room, my dorm room. I stayed in a dark room for a long time in my dorm room, and the only way that I was able to get out of that situation was, you know, meditating, clearing my mind, and just allowing my mind to rest. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't really eat because I had so much work to be done as far as my classes, and I was taking about 5 or 6 classes. So that's, when I say I've experienced high functioning depression, I've experienced high functioning depression because I was still expected and I needed to work I found a job at FedEx, which was slavery. And I was still, you know, expected to perform at a high level at college. I was still expected to perform at a high level at my job as well. And, you know, whenever I had a social life, I still tried to do that and be there for other people. So, and that wasn't even the worst part of my college experience, but maybe I'll talk about that another day. But I was just expected to go along and be strong through it all. And I know a lot of Black women go through that. And yeah, I don't even know where I want to go from there, but like, I understand how that can be. And a lot of people who see me on the outside as probably the person that they go to for advice, the person that they go to be heard and to be listened to, and to I was the funny person in the group as well. So I had a lot of hats to juggle socially. So I understand how it's possible for a girl like Chesley to get to a point where she had nothing left to give because she gave it all. And now she just wanted to rest. I've been there. But it's all about having something around you that stops you from getting to that point of just being depleted, completely just depleted of every ounce of energy to keep going. And something that keeps me going is God, for sure. Without God, I think I would have been done. But also knowing that I have the opportunity to continue my journey enough to pass the baton to my kids someday. That's what's keeping me going. How can I make this world a better place for my kids to grow up in? And how can I better myself right now so that I have enough to give my children one day? And I hope everybody like our age understands like how important we are to the next generation, to ourselves, really. I want to get off of my experience and get back to your experience, because this is for you, whoever is listening. Like, you're probably wondering, yeah, I'm depressed. I don't know what to do about that though. Yes, I've experienced high functioning depression. I'm experiencing it right now, you're probably saying. Or my friend is, and I don't know what to tell them. Well, something that can be helpful, and I encourage you to do, is acknowledge your pain. Acknowledge the stress that you're in. It's okay not to be okay. Like, I know a lot of people say that these days, but it's very true. You have to allow your body, your mind to regulate its emotions. You cannot just be one thing all the time. That's unhealthy, especially when you have so much going on around you and in front of you. So acknowledge your pain that you're experiencing right now. Whatever is triggering your pain, understand it. Let yourself be in it. Because if you allow yourself to be in it, you can then step away from it and it doesn't have that control over you anymore. Basically, allow yourself to heal that pain. Allow yourself to feel the pain so that you can get over the pain. It doesn't have the same effect on you if you acknowledge it, that it's there. But if you continue to step over it and to pretend it's not there, it's going to get worse. And it's going to be just like a scar that you don't treat. It's going to remain there and be as ugly as it possibly can, because you're not taking care of it. You're not attending to it. So it's going to continue to fester. So I encourage you, whoever you are, acknowledge your pain. Acknowledge the stress that you're experiencing right now, so that you can one day have the capacity to experience happiness again. How can you allow happiness in if you haven't let your pain out? Just think about that. Just think about that. Also, do things that make you happy. That seems so like cliche, but like it's so serious. Like whenever you feel yourself slipping into a depression or slipping into, you know, succumbing to your stress, counteract it by doing something that makes you happy, makes you laugh. Find things and do things that give you hope and purpose. You know, like you have to, this life is about finding your purpose. I don't care what anybody says, like life is about finding your purpose and fulfilling your purpose. So if you have to focus all your energy on that, then do it. I know everything else around you may look terrible. You might not receive any hope from anybody around you, but understanding that you still have a purpose here. And you can focus all that time and energy on your purpose. You don't have to place that energy on what's going wrong. You can then start to focus your energy on how you can make an impact and make the world a better place than what you experienced it to be. Because a lot of people want to hurt people the way that they've been hurt. And I understand it. I understand the concept of that. But at the end of the day, wouldn't it be better if you could stop somebody else from experiencing what you experienced? And you stop the cycle? I think that would be better. But anyways, so I know a couple of things. I can give you guys a couple ideas, because I know it can be hard to think about how you can make things better when it just nothing seems to be better. Some things that I do is journal, because I like to see my progress. I like to record my progress. Like one day I might be feeling like it's the end of the world, but I, you know, put a couple affirmations at the end and I said that I can do it. I can get through this tough period of time. I can get through this, I don't know, presentation that I'm so worried about. And then after it's all over and some time has passed, I come back to that journal and I read what I was going through and see that I am capable of getting through tough things. I am able to trust God and know that he's going to get me through it. And this is physical proof that he did. And that I, oh, did y'all hear that? See, that's the enemy trying to distract away from what I was trying to say. But anyways, it's physical proof that you're capable of getting through things. And physical proof of God standing true to what he said he was going to do. also I do absolutely nothing. That helps as well, because, you know, high functioning depression, right? You're operating at a high level when a lot of things are going wrong. You may just need to do absolutely nothing with your time and just relax, which is totally okay. And you shouldn't feel bad about sleeping in when you need to, or you sense your body needs help or needs time to relax. I create, you know, I like to create music on the side. I like to create poetry that expresses the emotions that I'm feeling, that tells a story about what I'm feeling on the inside. If you're a very creative person, you like to, I don't know, you can color in a coloring book if you want, but I mean, at least you're able to express yourself in a way and, you know, just get your mind off of things for a while and get yourself back into a healthy, more relaxed and calm state. Do that. Like, if you like to paint, if you like to draw, if you like to dance, do it. Because I'm sure you're going to eventually have a smile on your face, or you're going to have time where you can just reflect. Meditate. And I like to pray it out, like I have in my notes. Like, I pour literally everything out to God. And then God pours everything I need back right into me. Like, I will be talking to God for an hour and asking him just to pour into me what I need. And then I'm able to receive it because I poured it out and I let it all out. I don't know how else to say it, but like, I literally let go and let God in those times, and he never disappoints me. And I encourage you to just seek God out for yourself. Not what other people are telling you about God, but really give yourself a chance to understand him for yourself. And it's different for everybody. Everybody's relationship with God is different. So I really encourage whoever is listening to this right now to seek God out. I don't care if you have to just like talk to him in your head some way, or, you know, read the Bible and try to understand the being that God is and the profound impact that he has on our lives. And just understand who he is. But I really encourage you to do that, because going through this life alone, spiritually, is not the way to go. Because this world will not fulfill you spiritually. It won't. It will definitely just take your spirit away. So, with that being said, I think I'm to keep this conversation going, but I really encourage you, as the last thing I'm going to say before I read the I don't even know what to call it, the poem that I had or something. I really encourage you to continue the conversation with your friends or your family. You know, just ask them, hey, have you ever heard of high functioning depression? And, you know, just having that discussion with them could maybe save their lives, could maybe change their minds about their own life and how they deal with stress and how they deal with sadness and pain. Because we need to connect more with others on a real level, not on no, hey, how are you? Cool, cool, cool. And then keep it moving. Like, we need to really be each other's safe place. So with that being said, just continue the conversation, and I'm going to read what I wrote to you guys, and I'm just going to end the show that way. Okay. So I hope you learned something. I hope you learned more about high functioning depression a little bit. And I hope you reflect on whether or not you've experienced high functioning depression or somebody around you was experiencing it and you just didn't realize it. But yeah, here we go. For those of you listening that feel that you have no hope, you're feeling so much pain right now, and you have thought about ending your life, understand that even though you're in this depression and you're going through a rough patch of life, Maya Angelou once said, every bad storm ends at some point. Every bad storm ends at some point. This too shall pass. You matter and are so important to this human experience. Focus all of your energy into finding and fulfilling your purpose on this earth. Seek and understand God for yourself so He can lead you and guide you into what you fully and truly deserve. If you're not receiving the love you want from others, take time to find it within yourself. Fill your own cup so you're not seeking it from others. But I'm here to tell you right now that giving up is not an option, because the world needs your contribution. Your impact is needed. Whether big or small, it's needed. Somebody needs you. Just like you needed others, somebody needs you. You are here for a reason. You matter, and you are loved.